This weekend, Jacob Spillo Dance and Mass Mocha co-present world-renowned contemporary ballet ensemble Les Ballets Jazz de Montréal.
Sarah Ligdu could say that's so much better than I just did, but I gave it my shot.
It's all at Mass Mocha's Hunter Center. The Montreal-based dance company blends a variety of dance styles, influences, and music in three diverse works by prominent international choreographers. The co-presentation coincides with the final month of Mass Mocha's O Canada exhibit, the largest survey of Canadian contemporary art ever produced outside of Canada. Here now to tell us more are Ella Baff, Jacob's Pillow Executive and Artistic Director. Ella, a delight to have you on the phone.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful to hear your voice. Thank you very much for being with us. Sue Killam joins us as well, Director of Performing Arts at Mass Mocha. Sue, wonderful to see you as well.
Thanks for having us.
It's a delight. Let us begin with you, Sue, as far as this whole O Canada thing of how has it been going? How did it come about? And how does this really fit in this particular event?
Well, O Canada has been a huge success for us, and actually it's great timing to have this presentation with Jacob's Pillow to sort of wind up the exhibition, which has another month, but around early April it will close. So if people haven't seen it, they should get there. But it's an exhibition that is a sort of the first large survey of contemporary art in Canada. Denise Marconish, our curator, spent 3 years out in Canada really trying to sort of see what was out there and, you know, not necessarily with any one track in mind, in fact, many tracks. And she did a show with over 60 artists, and it's on over 14,000 square feet of gallery space. And it's so rich and deep and diverse that if you haven't checked out the O Canada, please do. And ballet jazz is sort of a way that the performing arts is able to link in with the Canadian contemporary art scene. And when Ella and all of us were thinking about it, it's sort of one of the more interesting parts of our collaboration is when we can sort of highlight an intersection with what else goes on at Mass Mocha and sort of help connect those dots for our audience and give them a better, sort of deeper experience.
So Ella, tell us a little bit about this contemporary ballet ensemble.
Well, ballet jazz, it's possible that some people saw them at Jacob's Pillow. They've been a major hit at the festival, but they haven't been to the area since 2010. So I'm hoping everybody plows out of the snow and gets on over to the Hunter Center. The company was founded in 1972, but since 1998 it's been directed by this fabulous, very well-known international artistic director. His name is Louis Robitaille, and he used to be with Le Grand Ballet Canadien, which is a company that has also been at Jacob's Pillow. But the company is based in Montreal, 5 short hours away from where we are, actually even less, getting to Mass Mocha. They are one of, I really believe, the most exciting contemporary dance companies that is trained to the max in classical ballet, but that's not what they actually perform. The repertoire is exciting, dynamic. In this particular program, in fact, because I was just watching some of the video before we went on air, I think you see a real range of material that the company does. Dramatic, gorgeous dancers. In fact, I think they're some of the most attractive-looking dancers. While all dancers tend to be gorgeous, I think these are really exceptional-looking and exceptionally skilled dancers technically, but they also have a beautiful style. And as I said, you see a range of all different kinds of material that they can do, from being very dramatic to poetic to full-out physical dancing from 3 different choreographers, all from different parts of the world. Cayetano Soto is from Spain. Wenwei Wang is from China, who now lives in British Columbia. And Barack Marshall, whose company made its U.S. debut at the Pillow a few years ago, is a brilliant storyteller, and he's very funny, and it's a very lively piece that he's created that's on this program, and he's from Israel and based in Israel and L.A. So it's very international and a very international cast of glorious dancers.
And a real diversity between the three works that are being performed.
Yes, absolutely. The first piece is a luscious and daring, gorgeous duet. And the music is by Philip Glass. It's very beautiful, I guess, is the only word I can immediately come up with. I mean, it really is a stunning piece. And then it moves from that to Wenwei Wang's piece, which has beautiful lighting. It's called Night Box, and it looks like it, in fact, occurs in some kind of club in another world. It's very beautiful. Again, full out dancing in that, a different mood from the first piece. And then the third piece, again, a very different mood with Baroque Marshall, which is has a little bit of this kind of dramatic arc to it and a main character, and a lot of things happen that are kind of by turns poignant and lively, and he's very funny. So for those who think that dance is not funny, they should come and see it, because it's really a wonderful piece.
And Sue Killam, Director of Performing Arts at Mass MoCA. This really gives people an opportunity, if they have not seen the exhibits, as you mentioned, to come to the show, and then you get a twofer, don't you?
Absolutely. And it sort of, like we said, it sort of offers an opportunity to see not only what the visual artists in Canada are doing, but now also sort of what contemporary dance is going on in Canada as well, and sort of just completes that survey and that experience. So yes, we hope that people will actually attend the galleries beforehand or after the show.
When you put something like this together and you make a commitment, we said, okay, we're going to survey Canadian contemporary art. I assume you're in at the very beginning as far as figuring out what performing arts program is going to accompany whatever project it is that you take on.
Yeah, definitely. And from the performing arts perspective, we looked at Canada, and we sort of had, I think, half a dozen events that have tied in, and we have one more coming up, whether that was sort of from a film or just some musicians, and now we have this dance piece. And obviously collaborating with Jacob's Pillow was a great moment to sort of really connect the two in a really strong way. I think that is where our two organizations come together really nicely, is when we can highlight what each of us are doing,
right,
and sort of bring that together. So it was a natural to tie in with O Canada for this year's collaboration. And so, yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, Denise has been working on this for 3 years. We sort of came much later to the table, as performing artists tend to do. we sort of added into the Canadian mix at the last minute. But we did some sort of in the fall, and then we have this. And then April 6th is sort of our closing moment for O Canada, and an opening as well. But we're going to close O Canada, and we have a DJ coming down from Canada, and hopefully a bunch of Canadian artists to come, and we'll have a big dance party to sort of celebrate our connections there.
For these two wonderful Berkshire institutions, I would think, Ella, that collaborations are incredibly important all the way around.
Yeah, and particularly this one, because it has been going on since Mass MoCA opened, really. My predecessor, brilliant predecessor, Sam Miller, came up with the idea of having a relationship between the Pillow and Mass MoCA, and it's really been flourishing and growing ever since. And as Sue said, it's really a great thing to be able to develop audiences for dance, for the live performing arts, to see a museum in the modern sense of it, fully animated, not just with things that are on the walls and on the floors of, you know, exhibit areas, but the thing that's amazing to me about Mass MoCA, and I should mention, incidentally, that, you know, I wear a few different hats, one of which is that I'm on the board of directors at Mass MoCA, and one of the things that is truly extraordinary about it is not only its location in the Berkshires, but how it is a completely animated modern-day museum where you can really spend a lot of time looking at the exhibits, migrating from one thing to the other, spending an entire day, and then seeing the performing arts as well. So I think this is really a particularly good opportunity, as Sue said, to really get the whole view of what Mass MoCA is, what the relationship between the Pillow and Mass MoCA is, and really spend a lot of time there taking in all aspects of this survey from Canada. go ahead.
No, it seems as though that for both of you, that word contemporary takes on really special meaning and is not only just a term, but is part of the mission.
Well, yes, I think certainly at Mass MoCA, you know, that's the thrust of it, is to be risk-taking and do things that are new and adventurous and very different from what any place else is doing. And so there is a lot of distinguished presentation going on there, both in terms of the visual arts and the performing arts. And I think that what's kind of interesting to me about both organizations is that the Pillow was a family farm, you know, from sure. the 18th century, and Mass MoCA had several incarnations, the most recent before it was Mass MoCA was the Sprague Electric Factory, and these are two places that have actually very long histories. Ours is older, and we look older in the rural vernacular of the Berkshires, and Mass MoCA is in the vernacular of the industrial strength Berkshires, and yet both organizations really share a very, I guess, entrepreneurial spirit, I might say, about bringing new things and contemporary work to the area, and it's a really terrific partnership.
And Sue?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to chime in about that and just say that I think that what is really nice with that, although both of us sort of are interested in the contemporary and sort of what's happening now and what artists are thinking about now and how it relates to us, I think that there's also strengths that we each bring to the table. And I think that it's such an interesting partnership that has been longstanding with Jacob's Pillow and is sure to continue, that is able to sort of help bring your audience and our audiences together, and they may not always be at the same place and at the same time and having the same experience. And
yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of what this is about is to build audiences, you know, in the Berkshires and year-round, too, because the Pillow has a lot of activity that happens year-round in addition to Mass MoCA in the schools, and we have creative development residency presentations, and Mass MoCA, of course, is a thriving entity year-round. So part of it is to bring new people to the arts and bring new people to both organizations, and I think that Mass MoCA and the Pillow have a, generally speaking, a younger audience that comes to our venues than many in the Berkshires.
Ballet Jazz will perform in the Hunter Center at Mass MoCA this Saturday and Sunday. The shows are a co-presentation by Jacob's Pillow Dance and Mass MoCA. You can find out more about Jacob's Pillow 2013 Festival lineup. Very exciting. It's available on their website, jacobspillow.org. And, of course, always awesome stuff going on at Mass MoCA. Go to massmoca.org also to find out information about the performances this weekend. Ella Baff, Sue Killam, thank you very much for being with us. A delight to speak to you both.
Thank you so much. And Joe?
Yes.
May I just say that none of this would be possible without the Hunter family and the Irene Hunter Fund for Dance.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ella.
Thanks so
and
much.
Sue, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.